Welcome back. We were talking about it earlier that Trent Dumont, he was delisted by a North Melbourne side who won four games, David King, but picked up by a Port Adelaide side who won 17 games. It is a funny game, footy. The midfielder was taken by the Power with pick 14 of Friday's rookie draft. He was made to wait. He had to be patient, but I'm sure he's in a great spot now and he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Trent. Thanks for your time.
Sam, King, thanks for having me.
Hey, absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
It must be awesome preparing for a season, you know, and you would have moved past this by now, I'm sure, since Friday, but just still being alive in the game, I'm sure you're always confident you would be given another chance, but everyone needs validation at times, don't they?
Yeah, sort of within yourself, you have that belief, but sometimes you question it, like whether it's going to happen or it's going to come to fruition, but all I was searching for was just an opportunity somewhere, and then putting all my ducks in a row to make it work from now on, and landing at Port, a club that's going really well, and guys that I can learn off. Like, I'm training with the young boys at the minute, and there's plenty to learn off there. And Boakey and Robbie Gray were getting around as well, so there's some elite players there, some elite trainers, and I think it's going to help me get the best out of my footy as well.
Trent, the Kangaroos are at the opposite end of the scale. They're trying to fight their way up the ladder from last position. You go to a premiership contender. What's that like? There must be a sense of there's just opportunity on the doorstep in your wheelhouse right now is a chance to be a premiership player with one of the powerhouse clubs.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that too heavily, but it is a huge opportunity to come to a club that's, you know, been playing finals, and I think they're close to winning the most games in the last couple of years. Just haven't been able to get the last two wins. But, you know, hopefully I can be a part of that, and that is exciting. Going to a club like Port that, they're right in the premiership window. So that'd be great to get involved, but I understand how much hard work is about to go down, and I'm looking forward to that part of it, and hopefully can, work my way into the team and play a great role for them.
So, Trent, I'm conscious that we want to spend most of this chat looking forward, but just with North Melbourne quickly, so 113 games there. I mean, you are a curious case. I mean, do you feel like you were almost a victim of circumstance there? Not that you're old, but there's young bucks coming through. There's a new off-field team at Arden Street who really want to reset things. How did you look back on your exit from North Melbourne and perhaps how you felt that it came to fruition?
There's obviously like a little bit of circumstance, it's a full rebuild, and I'll put my hand up, I had my worst year out of probably my last four last year, just with the injury at the start and then coming back. If you think about like the last 2 years, we've had a lot of coaching changes, a lot of staff changes, and trying to learn the way we want to play on the fly, because I only just started training with the team in round seven. Because I missed all of pre-season. Like, it was tough at times, and even still, I didn't play the footy I wanted to play. So I went into the off-season, just, like, fixed up my ankle, and I'm like, I'm going to get back to where I was in previous years and hopefully better as well. But in that time, they obviously decided to go down the path of a proper rebuild, and that's okay, and Nobes has every right to have the club the way he wants it. And it was sort of an amicable decision. I sort of said I felt like my best footy was elsewhere, just because the role change was something that I didn't necessarily agree with. But I also understand the position of the club, and all the best to him.
Track forward 6 months, where will you be playing for Port Adelaide? What position will you play? What's been the sell? You know, it's sort of almost like you've been all things to all parts of the field. You've played wing, inside midfield, clearance-winning midfielder. You've played forward of the ball. What's your position for Port Adelaide?
Yeah, you're right. I've played a little bit of everything. I was a bit of a Mr. Fix-it of some sort, I guess, at North, halfback, wing, forward, inside. But, I think my best footy is inside. And then I can definitely play the wing role, as I've played probably about 2 years there at North. That was one of the things that I was really hoping to get into the midfield at North, but especially with Cunners and stuff down. But we yeah, obviously had some young players that we wanted to blood. So, yeah, I feel like I can play a solid role for Port inside. And, yeah, obviously outside I can play as well. I think if you look at like a Carl Amon, like he does a bit of both. And they probably roll a lot of players through there. They've got a fair bit of depth. So, yeah, I'm going to have to work my ass off to get in, but that's sort of where I see my best position.
You got some familiar faces there too, haven't you? A couple of former Norwood connections. Nathan Bassett's obviously an assistant coach. Orazio Fantasia as well.
Yeah. And Tommy Jonas was a Norwood boy too. And we briefly crossed paths back in the day. But, yeah, Kenny was saying that the Norwood Mafia kept pestering him about getting me across. So, so I might have to thank him. But, no, it is good to see him. Yeah, I've played in the flag with Orazio and Bass as the coach. And, yeah, I've always loved them, and they're really good operators. And, yeah, it definitely makes things a little easier having some people that know you at the club already. But, yeah, at the same time, I'm excited by the change and meeting heaps of new people. And all the young boys have been awesome, so welcoming. Everyone's sort of got across to me on a text message, but actually training with them yesterday for the first time. Felt like a nice new home.
Trent, let us in a little bit. What's Ken Hinckley been like through the start of this preseason, the build up to the 2022 campaign, having run just aground in their worst performance for the year in a prelim final, that first quarter against the Dogs, they were really disappointed with, and obviously the year before, one goal from a grand final. I mean, it's been so close yet so far. What's been the prep or the build up to this campaign?
Well, to be honest, yesterday was a bit of a rush for me. So the young boys more so just spoke about what their responsibility to the squad, like in terms of next week and what that's going to look like with the whole squad being there and the energy and the standards that they can bring. And I'm sure next week when the older boys join in, there'll be a bit more direction on what we want. But yeah, you're right. They've been so close and they probably played one really bad game for the year last year, and it happened to be the prelim. So, yeah, I'm sure that'll be addressed, and but also just looking forward to making the most of each game and getting the best out of each other.
Well, speaking of Trent Dumont, Port Adelaide's new recruit. So I'm assuming all the family and a lot of old friends are still over in that part of the world. Trent, have you got yourself set up with a residence as yet, or has it been a bit of a whirlwind?
So I got in on Friday.
Right.
So yeah, so I'm just sort of couch hopping a little bit with mates and family, but which is great. It's great to see him and stuff. But I am looking forward to getting settled. I've got to do a little bit back home to get my house up for rent, and then in the new year, hopefully, all settled, and then can just attack footy and you know, enjoy being around family and friends a bit more comfortably.
If there's a pad that you could sort of work your way into, who on the list over there has got the...
Travie Boak's got the...
Has he?
I think so. Has he, Trent?
Is there a couple of contenders there,
like
Trent?
I feel like Boak, he would have the creme de la creme.
Yeah. The batchy pad?
The batchy pad, yeah, something like that. But no, I'll sort of figure out, what I'm doing, maybe with a mate or maybe by myself, but sort of got accustomed to living by myself for a fair period of the last few years, which is nice. Yes.
Magnificent. Well, we get a lot of texts in real time here at SEN, Trent. Lots of support for you. I'll just read this one out from Michael in Cranbourne. He says, Froggy, thank you for all that you've done as a shinboner. You've always been one of my favourites. I wish you nothing but the best at Port Adelaide. Go well.
Yes.
And we echo that, Trent. I really appreciate it, mate. You've conducted yourself magnificently in what must have been a pretty challenging year for you. Well done, though. Glad to hear it's all worked out and can't wait to see you get down to business in the teal.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the chat.
Go win a flag, mate. Good luck.
Trent Dumont there joining us for Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Search Mate online. Great to have him on the line. As they say in the industry, Kingy, he is a good citizen.
Solid citizen, good leader, good bloke. Just wrong time, wrong place. Simple as that.
Getting a word through on the text here that he could just shack up with Corn. Kane Corns or Corn as Jeff.
Great pleasure, Corn.
He'd have room for him, wouldn't he, Corn?
The Corn.
A Corn man.
Would you want to stay with the Corn?
Oh, I reckon Corn would be a great host.